Epidemic. Disease is talked so much on the radio, the television, in the newspapers, and last but not least, in our conversation with ourselves and with others. These diseases that are passed around strike us like an epidemic. Cancer is like any other claim, except that it suggests it is a thing and incurable. In claiming these two things, it fools us. Both are decoys. If you have a cure-all, you don't have an incurable. Nevertheless, it appears as an epidemic. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "We weep because others weep, we yawn because they yawn, and we have smallpox because others have it. But mortal mind, not matter, contains and carries the infection." Close quote. Quote, "Hypnotism is the specific term for error or mortal mind." Close quote. Quote, "A new name for an ailment affects people like a Parisian name for a novel garment. Everyone hastens to get it." Close quote. We know that, quote, "one disease is no more real than another." Close quote. Did you ever think that an epidemic is just another disease? You will have to admit that an epidemic is wholly mental and loquacious tattling at that. An epidemic is simply a tale-bearing, contagious fear. Fear is the underlying cause of all disease. Disease, being a false sense, it is wholly mental and purely hypnotic. Epidemic, fear, contagion, or loquacious tattling have no symptoms. They are wholly and purely beliefs of malicious mind. Treat epidemic as hypnotism, the specific term in science for all error. The best remedy for an epidemic is to know the definition of mind. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "The exterminator of error is the great truth that God, good, is the only mind." Close quote. Sin, epidemic, and contagion are all in the same class. They all come to you as consciousness, and that is where they dwell until you see that they are wholly malicious animal magnetism. Error is always a coward when faced with truth. See the error as purely hypnotic suggestion, and it evaporates like any other lie. Truth never yields, so error has to yield. Then don't fear it anymore. It is on its way out. You know that you would be in a sorry plight if you really believed evil real. Why, you could do nothing about it. Whatever mind knows must be fulfilled. Evil automatically does in reverse what God does directly. Right knowing, and nothing but right knowing, can stop the epidemic. You have the ability and power to stop any contagion. Handle animal magnetism. Watch out for the decoys. Let all cancer talk stop with you. Don't pass it on. It might awaken a fear in someone. People whisper about cancer sometimes, or they just use the letter C, and in a whisper at that. You know, I overcame the claim of Santa Claus. It was a terrible mistake to believe in it, and I was relieved when I saw how I had been hoodwinked into thinking such a fairy tale was true. I didn't mention the name anymore. I just say SC, and then whisper, "You know what I mean." I am careful as little Johnny is still afflicted with the Santa Claus illusion. Get all disease into the Santa Claus realm, and it won't be a reality anymore. If disease is mental, anyone who talks it or thinks it may be giving it reality in a measure until he gets the discord in the same category of thought where he has Santa Claus. Then it is just a notion, and he pays no more attention to it. Rouse yourself from all these hypnotic suggestions and say with Mrs. Eddy, quote, "Know then that you possess sovereign power to think and act rightly, and that nothing can dispossess you of this heritage and trespass on love. If you maintain this position, who or what can cause you to sin or suffer?" Close quote. That positive knowing will stop an epidemic. You know, affectation is never respected. It is forever putting on an act, just masquerading. The definition of the word hypocrite is one who feigns to be other than he is, a false pretender. Did it ever occur to you that sickness is an affectation? In sickness, one is trying to be something which he cannot possibly be, since man is incapable of sickness. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Man is incapable of sin, sickness, and death. The real man cannot depart from holiness, nor can God, by whom man is evolved, engender the capacity or freedom to sin." Close quote. You do not like an affectation, and that is what all sickness is. It is not the likeness of God in manifestation. As you give an epidemic reality, or believe it is going on or taking place, it creates fear. Thus, you make fear a basis upon which to continue the epidemic. Honestly, how can you fear a lie? Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "The act of describing disease, its symptoms, locality, and fatality is not scientific." Close quote. So an epidemic is decidedly unscientific. Don't excuse an epidemic by saying, "You know, they say." People generally preface the announcement of an epidemic with those words, "They say." Then at that moment, you are they who is saying, "They say." Talking in that manner, your name is Adam, muttering, "The serpent beguiled me." Thus far in this letter, my friend, you have had a divine epidemic, and see how good you feel. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Common consent is contagious." Close quote. This makes the divine epidemic contagious. Mrs. Eddy states that thought in reverse, where she says, quote, "If only the people would believe that good is more contagious than evil, since God is omnipresence, how much more certain would be the doctor's success and the clergyman's conversion of sinners." Close quote. It is good that is contagious. Be the God-infected man. You have a sure remedy with which to handle an epidemic. In Miscellany, it reads, quote, "At a time of contagious disease, Christian scientists endeavored to rise in consciousness to the true sense of the omnipotence of life, truth, and love. And this great fact in Christian science, realized, will stop a contagion." Close quote. What a wonderful statement. What power you have, quote, "to rise in consciousness to the true sense of the omnipotence of life, truth, and love." Close quote. And this realized will stop a contagion.